Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You mentioned this about Bloomberg earlier. I want to play this. I want you to give me your estimation on how much of an impact this has on Mike Bloomberg's candidacy when people in the African-American community, I'm sure the progressives released this, when they hear this audio. The audio is not great, but listen to it here. Mike Bloomberg.
Spend the money for a lot of cops in the street. Put those cops where the crime is, which means in minority neighborhoods. So it's one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana that are all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them.
And that's only 5 years old. That's not like a long time ago. That interview is fairly recent. I just don't see him getting over that hurdle. He's spending a lot of money. He spent $275 million in ads. He's hiring a lot of staff. Here's a surprising poll. Joe Biden was polling at 49% nationally in the African-American community. That's dropped down to 27%. Guess who's number two? Bloomberg at 22%, just 5 points behind him. So Mike Bloomberg's ads and in the black community is really helping. I think with that segment, my age group and older may support him because they think he has a good chance at Trump. But I just don't see the Black Lives Matter crowd forgiving.
Well, you hear what he says there? And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. Yeah. He's talking about minority communities. Mm-hmm. They go there because that's where the crime is. The thing about stop and frisk, from a Fourth Amendment point of view, I'm not crazy about the policy because it can be applied anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. It is effective for the same reason that when the police in the city of we're going to have to go to a break here, but when the police in the city of St. Louis stopped and to talk to the guy who was dealing drugs out of the front seat of his car with his kid in the back seat, and they ended up having to shoot him because he had a gun laying on his lap, and they got criticized by the prosecutor down here in the city. You can't stop the police from talking to people who are suspicious. So you can draw back too far from stop and frisk, in my opinion. There's got to be some middle ground there where you can go after people who look like they're in an area where they shouldn't be or might have a gun. You've got to be able to do those things. We'll continue this conversation with Chris Arps when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.